Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
Psychologists and psychiatrists sometimes describe the condition of certain people as schizophrenia, a psychotic disorder characterized by loss of contact with the environment, by noticeable deterioration in the level of functioning in everyday life, and by disintegration of personality expressed as disorder of feeling, thought, and conduct, called also dementia praecox. I wonder if we might not use the same word in religious circles. The following verse explains why some religious people have spiritual schizophrenia. If a man say, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? 1 John 4:20. The Apostle John does not condemn people who profess love for God. It seems to me that Christians should have no difficulty doing that. How can we keep from loving God and saying we love God when we understand what He has done for us? He not only has placed us on this earth, He has also made arrangements for our eternal welfare. The Apostle John explains, Hereby perceive we the love of God, because He laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. 1 John 3:16. Expressing our love for God should be as natural as breathing. But simply saying we love God is not adequate. We must devote our lives to doing His will. Matthew 7:21. A part of doing the will of God is loving our brothers. If a man say, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. Have you ever noticed how many times the Apostle John uses the word liar? The word appears 10 times in the Greek text of the New Testament. Half of those times are in 1 John. How could the beloved disciple use the word liar 7 times, 2 times in the book of John, and 5 times in 1 John? The reason he used the word so often was because he was describing people who were liars. For example, he called Satan a liar, John 8:44. In our brief study today, John shows how inconsistent a man is when he claims to love God and hate his brother. Do we not understand that our fellow human beings are made in the image of God? If we do not love our brothers and sisters whom we have seen, how can we claim to love God whom we have not seen? John points out, For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. 1 John 5:2. The Word of God includes many commands about loving one another. Please listen to a few of those commands. Our Lord Himself said, A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. John 13:34-35. But as touching brotherly love, you have no need that I write unto you, for you yourselves are taught of God to love one another. 1 John 4:9. Let brotherly love continue. Hebrews 13:1. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him. 1 John 2:10. But what does it mean to love a brother? It means more than simply telling him of your love. 1 John 3:18. It means seeking his welfare, both physical and spiritual. But whoso has this world's goods, and sees his brother have need, and shuts up his heart of compassion from him, how doth the love of God dwell in him? 1 John 3:17. We must supply a brother's need for food, clothing, and shelter, if a brother has those needs. But in addition, we must teach him the gospel of Christ. Feeding his body without caring for his soul is only part of a Christian's responsibility. We thank you for listening to our program today. May God continue to bless and keep you.